Good morning, everybody. January 27th, and we have a beautiful morning here in Simandu City. Our Gnani Purush has entered the hall here as he bows down in front of Pujadada Shri and Pujaniru Ma. The previous Gnani is laying flowers, touching it to his heart and then putting it at his feet, their feet. More flowers at the feet of the major image of Dada Shri. And touching his forehead, moving over to Lord Simandar. Moving over to Lord Simandar. My Lord, you are the absolute one who represents perfection and purity in this universe, both in the relative as well as the real, and my highest obeisance to you. Your purity has begun within me, may it expand to the fullest. Moving out, Lord Shri Krishna, He Shri Krishna Bhagwan, Vasudev Narayana, Aapne Mara Ananya Namaskar Che, and this my highest obeisance to you, my Lord. As he bows down, lays more flowers, moving over to the image, the Nididhyasan image. The Nididhyasan image is the two eyes looking at you directly of Gnani Purush Dada Shri. More flowers and a flower at the symbolic representation of the salvation of the world. Shiv Swarup, Kalyan Swarup, I am the Eternal One. I am beyond birth and death, and I am the representative for the salvation of the world as a Gnani Purush. As Puchadipak Bhai now looks at the crowd and does Dada Bhagwan same Jai Jaikar Ho. People rushing over to occupy their seats, close to 2,000 people here. 1,500 to 2,000. Some of the last satsangs on a few days before the new Shibir, the ladies Shibir for Brahmacharya, and then the men's Shibir for Brahmacharya start, following which he'll be gone for a couple, 2-3 weeks away from Simandu City. So takes off his jacket, takes seat, and here we begin the satsang now. Jai Sachidan. Jai Sachidan. Jai Sachidan. Jai Sachidanan, Jai Sachidanan. Hello. Jai Sachidanan, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. I bow to the Absolute Self who resides within you with intense, deep devotion and absolute sense of obeisance. Jai Sachidanand. In the early morning, cold weather, you don't feel You don't feel a little down, do you? It feels like this cold weather doesn't go away, does it? The cold weather doesn't leave me alone. Is that what you say? The cold weather doesn't leave me alone? Then the hot weather. Yes. Human beings go to far corners of the earth for peace and bliss. Peace in the relative and bliss in the real. But for us, it is ever present wherever we are. And no matter how much pleasure you have tried to accomplish in the relative, in your external maneuvers, you come back as if you are dejected. Now you understand discharge, right? These three amazing samayiks. One is discharge, then field stock. That means the field stock of file 1 and field stock of file X files, any other file, is all a discharge. What is discharge? Discharge is happening in discharge. That's all. The discharges are mixing up. Yes, there might be effects in discharge, but it happens to the ego and you see it. That's all. And then it's worth doing is that check and see what your discharge, how it is affecting the other person, and if it is hurting the other person, then do pratikraman. And if it affects you, if your discharge affects you, then go into the penance mode. So let it heat up. Then know that it is your own causes heaven for given the effect. And so then you will not see the nimit as at fault. The nimit is the evidence that seemingly is at fault, but you can say now that the one that you had branded as the faulty one is absolutely faultless. And as you continue to see and know, your exact experience will rise as in the practice of the knower and the seer. The knower and the seer is the experience of the self. If you continue to see, then you say, oh, this guy got affected, this guy got affected, this girl got affected, this young lady got affected, this one got affected, then but he is, his relative is getting affected, he is a pure soul, and this happened on the basis of vyavasthit. He or she or no one has done it. Really, there is no one as a doer, yet it is exactly vyavasthit, but in the, to the extent that it... You decide that you want to take a papad, a very thin wafer, in precision, in exactly half away, half. When you try to break it into half, can you really break it? You'll find that it breaks the wrong way. So did you do drum by practice, trying to cut a papad? Because every Gujarati guy generally eats a papad with his lunch, most of them. And so this is a good way to remind you of vyavasthit. Let's see, try if we can break it halfway, completely. So does anything happen according to your desire, your intention, your will, your ideations, your planning? It doesn't happen. So remind yourself that nothing happens according to the way you have willed it, and therefore it is vyavasthit. It is that is happening. Yes, you may have a golden heart, you may have a golden wish, you may have a golden desire to help the other person, but it is vyavasthit that is doing it. And vyavasthit gives the results according to the vyavasthit of the vyavasthit of the sufferer, not of the vyavasthit of the doer. It is the vyavasthit of the sufferer that gives the result, not the vyavasthit of the doer that gives the result. The doer is just one of the evidence at the time of doing. This example of breaking the wafer is so magnificent that it is not worth saying anything in this. Yes, you can attempt to try to change the understanding of the other person, but do not try to change the conduct. And if in attempts to try to change the conduct of the other person, the insistence creeps in and the ego creeps in. When the little baby, a little boy, drops the plate, does he say that it is, I wanted to make it drop, but no. But he, the little boy with a little hand, recognizes that this hand is not big enough to hold the plate properly, and that is why it happened. So, that is where you have to give the understanding to the little boy that, my son, please, beta, you try to hold it in this way and not this way. And so he will appreciate it. Okay, I will try to hold it that way. The next time, then there is no kick to his ego. There is no doership, entry into doership, and there is the appreciation of the vyavasthit as it had unfolded. This papad is very good example. Papadam, papad, the thin wafer, crisp wafer. And this another example is, then when the train enters the platform, you become the passenger. It is the middle one who becomes the passenger. The one who is waiting now becomes the passenger. The one who was at home as a husband or a wife or a daughter, etc., is now becomes a passenger on the train. So on the basis of what comes in front of you, your role changes, and that is the bhavo, that is the one with a changing belief, and you should be aware of the one who is having a constantly changing role, and you are the S capital Self, Shuddhatma. And in the process, if the bhavo really takes over, this idea that I am doing it, I should have done it, I am the doer, etc., then you go into your two-layer vision of the non-self complex, the inner one and the outer one. The outer one is a pure discharge, inner one is a changeable discharge with understanding. And so Mangal Das, the peripheral body complex, has to do everything, and the middle one with the understanding has to get the right understanding, so that the right understanding is that this is all happening, that there is no doer, and hence I am the absolutely pure one, the pure Shuddha Atma. And in this way you will get the precision in the understanding of Vyavasthit. Did you do anything to make this white hair from the grey hair or the black hair that you had, the black curly head of hair that you had, did it? And now they become white, and now you're losing them. Did you have to do anything to pick them out every day, or to straighten them out, or to change the color, or apply the color? And so there you are, the eternal knower of everything that is happening to this body complex, and to see the changes is your blissful state. The seer is always in bliss. But the error happens when you say, I did it, I messed it up, I did it so good, I'm good, I know exactly this is the way it should be, I want to have it this way, this people I know better, so they should do it that way. I knew they are going to do it, and therefore they're not going to do it. The daughter-in-law is so mean that she does not let my grandson come to me. The mean one, the chakkar, the horizontal spinning cycle continues. And why did I, you know, she's so nice to her mother, why is she like this to me, my daughter-in-law? This is the discharge. And then discharge is a file, and it is, the file has a fill stock, and settling with equanimity means there is no link of grudge, there is no link of an opinion, there is no link of a disturbance from an event that initially disturbed you, but there is no link 5 minutes later. 2 minutes later, you are not affected, even 1 second. And then it is 1 second later, you should say, it's gone. Oh, that's history. Vyavasthit means Vartaman. We. Vyavasthit is the current, that which is in front of me. That is the Vyavasthit by the second. That is where we'll ultimately have to come. Not the Vyavasthit of a circumstance or an event, but the Vyavasthit of that which is happening by the second. And then if there is any suffering, then, you know, take it, vigatvar means itemized. Write it down, where is the suffering? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But you see, what you need, you really need to make a list of, you only need to make a list of what really bothers you, does it not? I mean, you don't need to make a whole big list of what is wrong with the world. See the self as capital and be the self, or rather be the self and then see the self. That is the correct way. And then you should not say, why are they, you know, teasing it so much? Why did we spend so much time teasing this whole thing? I mean, you know, it was clearly written in the Dadavani. Do you have to really amplify it so much? You know, if you want to become a heart specialist, do you have to not to know each and every little branch of the heart, of the coronary arteries and the exact way in which they move around so that you can really chase after the lesions? And, you know, so it is exactly for, so this is for the heart specialist. But do you really care whether, you know, what he does to your heart when he is inside your body? You know, all you care is that you want to get better, that's all. With the results, that is what you should be. And the results are that which is attained through the five agnas. Now let's go to questions. Initial summary of the science after awakening. Mahesh is the question. ATPL, Mahesh, ATPL, Amba Township Private Limited, in case you guys are wondering what ATPL means. Jai Sachidanand Deepak bhai. When the mistakes of very heavy parmanus, subatomic particles, are very easy to see, and if an external, if they go, what very strong, heavy, it's strong ego, a very willful ego, when it creates difficulties in the relative world, it is very evident, even the ego is very heavy, but and he goes deep into the worldly life, and if the when he takes a very heavy beating, and when he comes into the S capital cell, then he goes equally deeper into the work of the self and S capital related situations. And the teacher that does not punish a child really does not accomplish much, because he's kind of neutral. So, you know, here I am, I come to the blackboard, I teach and I walk away. But when he corrects the mistakes of the children who are learning, then they will learn better. If he really pays attention to their homework, they will learn better. So if you got an 80 horsepower machine, if it is the mechanical energy used in the wrong way, it will create so much destruction in the relative, it can break a lot of tools. Now if the same 80 horsepower engine is used with precision and with awareness, with the right belief in terms of how you can apply it correctly, then it will, you can use that energy so beautifully to get things accomplished. And in the same way, the ego that gets diverted in the direction of the S capital self can accomplish very beautiful things in the relative. Isn't mistake a wrong belief only? Yes, it's wrong belief only. It is happening in discharge. It is happening. Even the mistakes are happening, but to believe that it is happening to me or I'm doing it, therefore it gets stuck to you. When I believe that it's a mistake, then there is a suffering of the mistake. But he says, when I believe that this is a mistake, and if I become very intensely involved in the nature of the mistake, then the moment there arises on the basis of the intensity of the belief, there is a lot of associated suffering. No, you are supposed to keep it separate. Become the S capital self and look at the small S C elephant, and then let him suffer. Let his ego burn. Let him be very remorseful and repentant, and let him kind of clear it out with true pratikraman and pratyakhyan. Next one, Jagadish, the Lord of the world, is the meaning of Jagadish means the Lord of the world. emperor of the world, the god. Upadan, Udaikarma in Putapan. Upadan is a spiritual stock life after life. Udaikarma is the unfolding karma, and Potapano is the I-ness. Upadan. Upadan is separate. Potapano, the I-ness is you believe that you have become the pure soul, but yet there is the I-ness as Uva or Alisha. But you have become the pure soul, but the world still looks at you and say there is a lot of Alisha, and she does her own way, thinks her own way. That is Alisha's I-ness. Potapano means there is the residual discharging, the subtling discharge, subtler discharge ego, the subtle discharge ego, and the gross discharge ego. The subtle and the gross are not counted, but the subtler discharge ego, where there is a tendency, there is the subtle pride, the ego of pride, that I still am something, that is part of the I-ness. And everything else that arises for Alisha, it is the Uday karma, it is the unfolding karma. So from the subtler it comes into the subtle, and then it comes into the subtle, and it gives effects. That which is experienced through mind, speech and body is the Uday karma. Their Uday karma, the unfolding karma, has three components: subtler, sukshmatar, subtle, sukshma, and gross, experienced through the mind, speech and body, that is called evident. And those all three are called Uday karma, unfolding karma. The gathered subatomic particles that had mixed are now dissipating. And all current beliefs are part of the unfolding karma. And in that, where the I is, that is all called, that is the Upadan. Upadan, after Gnan, where the I is, that is the Upadan, that is the underlying stock, the spiritual stock that has now entered into true spirituality after the awakening. So, is the I in Alisha or is the I in Shuddhatma? So somebody will say, you know, it's perfectly okay to have four wives, you know. So then you end up with four wives, and your society is such that they say it's okay to have four wives. And another one will say that it's not okay to have a single wife, and so that happens. This is all loka sanghinya, the associated knowledge. The knowledge by association with the world is called loka sanghinya. And in the same way, if he is stealing, he will come to a level where he will know that it is wrong to steal, and therefore it will cease. The development, decapital, is the net result of ignorance or darkness and light or gnan. Gnana. Upadan means there is Upadan. Even ignorance is also knowledge, and knowledge, K capital of the S capital self, is also knowledge. If that same knowledge becomes into the direction of there is liberation, and there is a path of liberation, and you can move in the direction of liberation, and you can become free from that which binds you, and all of that is knowledge too, until you attain the knowledge. Ego. Upadan means gnan, his spiritual knowledge. There is a relative knowledge, and then there is gnan is upadan. There is gnan means G small, gnan knowledge, and then there is G capital gnan, which is the knowledge that is eternal, of the eternal. And if somebody gives 25 lakhs, everybody said that everybody will appreciate him, but because people know that he has given 25 lakhs and he gives. And another one, he says, I will not give anyone a rupee, and he is very greedy and grabbing. Now both, the one who is giving 25 lakhs and the one who is not even giving 1 rupee, it is their upadan, it is their knowledge in the relative, it is their spiritual stock. And you see, and then as they go, as the knowledge of that which leads you to a higher level increases, there is more right knowledge versus the wrong knowledge. And then the ultimate upadan, and then the ultimate upadan is that your whatever spiritual stock was exploded into the S capital Self, and I am Shuddha Atma. And for it, you know, we exploded into Shuddha Atma, Dada exploded into Absolute Self from 3. If he was at 345, Dada before the Gnanvidhi, correction, before June 1958 was at 345, and he exploded to 356. Absolute, near absolute knowledge. Who is asking this question? There was, it says the intellect is asking this question, and the answer, who is answering these questions? It's the Prajna Shakti that is being held, and the taped record is giving the answers. Prajna, Dada Shri says that I see in Kevad Gnan and giving. And Dada, so, and I look at Dada, so I tell Dada to give the answer from Kevad Gnan. The Prajna Shakti is giving the answers, and the one that is understanding is, you know, no, from, I know that it is a taped record that is playing, and it is on the basis of the liberating energy of the S capital Self. Deepak is the knower of these words. As the ignorance leaves, the more you become one with the S capital Self, which is the Abhedita. Abhedita, what is the meaning of Abhedita? Means there is no separation from the S capital Self. Bed means separation and distancing from the S capital Self. As you become the speech that touches the S capital Self and then comes out is such that it makes you touch again the S capital Self. It makes you come from the small SCLF into the S capital SCLF. And that is the internal Bhagawan, God within, which is the Dada Bhagawan, the Absolute Self within you. So there is, that means you really do not feel a sense of separation from anyone. And you see, if the speech that comes out from the Gnani is such that you feel as if you are being unveiled, as you become more and more one with the S capital Self, and then the further on the Absolute S capital Self, the Dada Bhagwan within. So this is how the link is of the speech of the Gnani. Question. What is the role of Sanghya association from the current, in the current ego versus the one who understands it? The one who understands the current ego. For the in ignorance, the current ego is called the mixed self, as capital Self has mixed into the small SCLF. And in the awakened one, we are called, let's say that where it is called the discharging mix. Chetan Pratishtitatma. We no longer, when you get the Gnanvidhi, there is no mixture, so now you cannot say it is the Mishra Chetan. The Chetan as capital Self has separated from the mixture, and therefore what is left is the discharging ego only, that's all. So current ego and current understanding is on the other side, and the current experience and the current pratiti, the conviction, is on this side. Now samaj is the understanding in the relative that becomes the vision in the S capital Self. And depending on the samaj in the understanding, in ignorance you charge new stuff, whereas we are disconnected from the charging process because the understanding of the intellect has been replaced by the vision, V capital, of the S capital self. Next question. Satish, gentleman walking up to Pujadipak Bhai. The birds are chirping away. They are also enjoying this satsang. You are dependent on the prakriti if you are absorbed in the prakriti. If you are absorbed, then you are the slave of the prakriti. Whereas if you are the knower and the seer of the prakriti, then you are not dependent on the prakriti and you are not. And you are therefore free. Tanmayakar means you become absorbed. So on the other side is Tanmayakar, and on this side is the Jagruti, the awareness. The awareness, in the awareness component, you are absolutely independent. You don't have to become Tanmayakar. Tanmayakar, the body, mind, form. When the time comes for the suffering, it feels as if I have become absorbed. I have not. Yes. You do not. I missed the first sentence of the gentleman, which is why I'm losing the context here. I'm sorry. File 2 has taken Gnan. She is here. And before her Gnan Vidhi, she was very sick. She used to be very sick. Now she is much better now. Now her merit karma is unfolding, and that is why she is not sick. It has got nothing to do with Dada's Gnan. Dada's Gnan and your health has got no connection. I took Dada's Gnan, so I'm healthy and robust and fine. And so the new wave of Akram Vignan, where the knowledge would be, take Dada's Gnan, you'll be fine. You know, you'll be cured. No. Don't you try that. It is the effect of merit karma and sinful karma, that is all. Dada says, I am not the doer of anything. Yes. But when you hand it over to Dada, somebody is very sick, Dada, you handle it. That means your doership is placed aside. And yes, Dada has the life after life desire to help people, but he does not want the credit for it if people get better. So before you used to hand it over to the God you used to believe, now you hand it over to Dada. No, I feel like this place here is like Mahavidya Kshetra. No, you can't compare this here, Simandar City, with Mahavidya Kshetra. There are a million miles different in terms of everything else there is. Yes, yes, because of the internal Gnan, there is so much peace in the relative. But no matter what may happen in the relative, there is a tremendous sense of stability. And the gentleman puts his forehead on the black marble platform. Next one. Okay. Speak.
Jai Satchitanand.
They say extra Gnan is called the Vibhav Gnan. And that Vishesh Gnan, extra Gnan, Vishesh means extra, that which is not natural or of this S capital self.
Let us
just keep it separate. Vishesh Gnan and Vibhav Gnan, there is no connection, because Vibhav Gnan is a different thing, and Vishesh Gnan means and ordinary knowledge and extra knowledge. Because knowledge, any worldly knowledge, if you know something extra, that is called Vishesh Gnan. So ordinary knowledge is what? These are all trees. Okay, so But then this is a limro tree, this is a neem tree, this is an apple tree, this is an orange tree. This is called extra gnan. Vibhav gnan means I am Alisha, I am Kimochi, and that is the reason. And so, but yeah, but if you try to mix the two, it will not match. Now, how is it for gnani? Gnani will have the extra knowledge. Oh yeah, this, you know, this tree is sandalwood tree, and it is this properties. He has this extra knowledge, but he will not enter into vibhav gnan. He will not enter into the gnan that I am speaking it. He will be speaking it. He will be purely aware of the discharging speech. Vishesh gnan is always there in ignorance as well as it is in the knowledge of the self too. There is vishesh gnan because you are giving extra knowledge in the relative, and vibhavik gnan is that immense knowledge that has carried you away from the true knowledge of the S capital self and who you are, that which moves you away from at the time of vishesh means at the time of vishesh means you are trying extra gnan, that means the intellect is employed. Yes, do you see? Everybody, the other person will see it as a tree only or a plant, but you will be seeing it as a cardamom plant or a sandalwood tree sapling, etc. You are saying, or you will be saying, this one has medicinal properties. So you are going to this. Sometimes you know, your eyes are wide open till 1 o'clock in the morning. You are just watching this TV soap operas and also the cooking competitions. You know, they are cooking and you are tasting the food at a very subtle level. It is. So are you saying that extra gnan is not necessary? Extra means vishesh gnan is not necessary. If you say that it is just cooking going on, then you don't need to know extra stuff, do you? Or if this is all a forest of green trees, you don't need it unless you are specifically asked about it. Supposing you have a sweet meat shop, like all the mithais, and you know, and you have taken care of it for 50 years, and it is nothing but after it is milk products, sugar and ghee, that's all, and colors, and then different ways of packaging it, is it not? And then different styles of cooking it. So if somebody else tells you, oh, the other person has opened up a much bigger shop than yours, will it bother you? You'll say, yes, that is fine. So you're done with it. You've been through it all. You're not interested. And do you think that the gnanis go into extra gnan? No, the gnanis don't go into vishesh gnan. They don't need to know the extra stuff in the of the worldly knowledge. They don't have to understand anything. The gnani are never in vishesh gnan, in the extra gnan. They just are the observers. They are the knowers of the speech that unfolds. That is all. They are the gnanis. If there is a big noise or to the right side of the floor, they look in that direction and they see that a glass is broken, and that's it. The second later, they are back to the what is in front of them. That's all. There is no question. Who broke it? Why the hell? What the heck? None of that nonsense that is going on. That is the entry into the vishesh gnan. That is the entry into the vibhavik gnan and the vishesh gnan. The next one.
Lakshman.
The mind that has been. In focus. Lord Mahavir. He had so many revolutions and he had so many phases of those revolutions, and in those phases Are you talking about Lakshman or are you talking his or Lord Mahavir? Why is he called the Lord? Because he doesn't have any junk inside. He doesn't have such. He does not even enter into precautions or negativity. He just sees that this that revolutions means, you know, he looks in this direction, he sees so much phases because there is neither the rag or the dveshas, there is no carelessness, nothing. But ordinary prakritis will have it. Yes, the other prakritis will have it. But the lesser the revolution, the greater the conflict, the more the rag dvesh, the greater the conflict. And no rag dvesh means phenom. Thousand revolutions in any directions. What is the difference between precautions and negativity? He has asked two English questions. Words. You are the professor of words. Precaution and negativity. What's the difference? When I see the negativity in something that I am approaching, then I am cautious about it. It's an intellectual approach, is it not, says Deepak Pai? It is through the intellect that you are seeing the negativity, and therefore the intellect says you don't want to enter into it. Negativity is the vision. Negativity is that which you see, and in that, if somebody, the moment they respect you and they stroke your pride, the negativity turns into positivity. What are you going to do with the negativity that you've held? The moment he said he respects you, the negativity turns instantly positive for that person. Precaution is a preconditions laid in advance before it happens. You are just raising precautions. Yes, precaution is a form of chancharta, it's a form of unsteadiness, is it not? It's sure it is. Do you think the little children take a lot of precautions? They're so natural, doesn't their world love? Precaution is intellectual approach to things, is it not? Are you the doer or is it happening? Do you have to be precautionary in any place? It makes you, forces you to become the smallest CLF. This entire top is spinning on the basis of Vyavasthita, and you believe that I am the one that is doing it. The Gnani doesn't enter into precautionary modes. The Gnani doesn't enter into precautionary modes. Tell her to get that chair if she wants. No, that's fine. You can tell her to get that chair. There's one here too. The chair. You want the chair? Okay, announce. No, so precaution, is it happening or are you into the mode of precautions? Are you in a precautionary mode or are precautions also happening? You know, on 999 precautions are wrong in 1000. Instead, just see that, see the precautions that is there in front of you and be done. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Whatever happens at whatever time is correct. Precaution means advanced preparations, and that is not a part of this science. So. In other words, the intellect can run amok if you try to do a lot of precautionary stuff in advance. Can you tell me? If you're into precautionary mode, you're not entering Mahavidyakshetra. Mahavidyakshetra is when you let it all happen naturally and there is no intellect. Intellect is the progenitor. It's the conveyor. It is the catalyst for precautions. Oh, you're correct. Now, do you think Lord Mahavir would take precautions? No. He would not. Supposing, no, he was seeing the world with the vision of the Vitarag. He became a Vitarag and saw the world as Vitarag. And it is the guy with the rag and dvesh that takes precautions. The one who wants to preserve his current small SELF status. The one who is greedy. Yes, Sachidanand. All right, so this is...
Could you tell me the structure and the function of the electrical body and the causal body?
Causal body is a charge atom. So whatever we are charging in this life, it is collected in causal body. And that will become effective body in the next life.
And where is it?
Electrical body means it is an electrical body, no? You asked about electrical body?
Yes, what's its function?
Its function is just electricity. It supplies electricity for charging, discharging. For all machinery, it supplies electricity. So respiration, digestion, blood circulation, everything, that electricity is supplied by electrical body.
Is the electrical body found also outside the skin of the body? Or is it just inside the skin?
Inside.
Only inside?
Only inside. Just like this light, it is three things. One is electric, one is wire, one is power, and one is light. No? So in this, our soul is like power. Atoms are like wire. And electricity like electrical body. So either one, suppose photocell, there is some material is there, and rays of light touches to the panel, electricity gets generated. So electricity is there, material is there, and light is there. And electricity when penetrate through panel, the light comes out. In reverse, when light touches to the panel, it gives electricity. But three things, just like atoms, soul, and electrical body.
The reason why I'm asking this question is because I've done some postgraduate studies in my osteopathic profession, and in those postgraduate studies there was a big correlation between Gyan and this work that I was doing in my studies. And what it was that as the osteopathic work I do is hands-on manual medicine, hands-on, and during the training it became very clear that if there was any sense of doership in the work of this hands-on, this special postgraduate stuff, you were out. You had to listen to the health in the system with reverence, without any doership or intent whatsoever. And I'm trying to understand how that relates to, is it the electrical body that I'm listening to? Is it the pure soul? We're listening to the health in the system. We're not trying to find disease, we're trying to find health. But if there's any doership associated with this listening, or any intent associated with this listening, then it doesn't work. You just have to be the knower, seer, and the non-doer of the health in the system. And I'm trying to see how this applies to Gyan. Is it listening to the electrical body? Is it listening to the pure soul? And it's very, very effective work. And I'm trying to make the correlation between this and the Gyan.
One
second. ઓસ્ટિયોપેથિક મેડિસિન કરીને એક વિભાગ છે ડૉક્ટરીનો. એની અંદર આગળ ભણતા અમને એવું શીખવાડવામાં આવે છે કે આ જે જ્ઞાન અને રોગ, તો તમને આ સામેવાળી વ્યક્તિને તમે સારી રીતે હેલ્પ કરી શકો. અને એની અંદર એમ કહે છે કે આ તમે જો કરતાપણાથી કંઈ બી કરવા જશો તો તમે આ આખા શીખવામાંથી બહાર જ નીકળી જાઓ, કારણ કે કાંઈ વર્ક જ નહીં થાય. એટલે એ કરતાપણામાં ન રહીને અને સામેવાળાના શરીર પર કઈ જગ્યા ઉપર સ્વાસ્થ્ય છે ઓલરેડી, એને તમે ખોલી કાઢો અને રોગ ઉપર ફોકસ ના કરો, પણ સ્વાસ્થ્યને ખોલી કાઢો અને એને ઉપર અકર્તાપણેમાં રહી અને પછી એને મદદ કરવાની કોશિશ કરો. તો આ જે અમને ત્યાં શીખવાડવામાં આવેલું એને અને આ જ્ઞાનને કંઈ લેવા દેવા ખરી, કારણ કે ત્યાં અમને એવું શીખવાડવામાં આવતું હતું કે પેશન્ટની ઇલેક્ટ્રિકલ બોડીનો ઉપયોગ અકર્તાપણામાં રહીને આવી રીતે એને સ્વાસ્થ્ય ખોલીને કરી શકાય છે.
એટલે એ બધું રિલેટિવ અને રિયલ પેરેલલ છે. બધું રિલેટિવ એન્ડ રિયલ થિંગ્સ આર પેરેલલ. સો વોટ એવર દે આર એક્સપ્લેનિંગ યુ, ટીચિંગ યુ, ઇઝ અ રિલેટિવ બેઝ. સો થ્રુ ઇન્ટેલેક્ટ ઓન ધ ફાઉન્ડેશન ઓફ ઈગો દે આર ટીચિંગ યુ, એન્ડ ધીસ ઇઝ પ્યોર જ્ઞાન. ઇટ ઇઝ વિધાઉટ ઇન્ટેલેક્ટ, વિધાઉટ ઈગો, બટ ઇટ ઇઝ પેરેલલ. સો સિમિલારિટી ઇઝ ધેર સ્ટીલ. ધીસ ઇઝ ફાઉન્ડેશન ઇઝ ઈગો એન્ડ ઇન્ટેલેક્ટ. We have to practice. I don't want to use ego, I want to become a non-doer sheep. Like, we have to practice that. And here, who is the doer and who am I? They are knowing real knowledge. So this is totally different thing. This is totally different thing.
What could you explain to me then? The reason why it feels similar is because if there's any doership from my side,
it will be similar.
It will be similar.
Because they are both parallel. Mm. But they never reach this development, never reach to this. Mm. Because wrong belief, it is foundation of wrong belief. And there is no wrong belief on this foundation. Here we know who am I and who is the doer. Here you know I am Siddhan and I am become a non-doer, then I will help other person. But I am doing is there in the under foundation. So without, because who is the doer? You say I am not doer, then who is doer? You have to become non-doer and help other people. But who are you and who is the doer? That wrong belief remain as it is.
Okay, so when I'm listening to the health in the system of the patient, being the non-doer,
it is, who is listening? It is a knowledge of your soul, or it is a knowledge of egoism, or it is chit. It helps intellect and chit are functioning for helping other for the disease. Not the knowledge of your soul.
Okay, so from a Gyan perspective, when I'm listening to the health in the system, am I tuning into the electrical body or the pure soul?
So they say?
એમ પૂછે છે કે જ્ઞાનના દ્રષ્ટિકોણથી જ્યારે હું કોઈ વ્યક્તિના સ્વાસ્થ્યને ઉપર ફોકસ કરીને હું સાંભળી રહ્યો છું અને અંદરથી સાંભળી રહ્યો છું તો હું એના ઇલેક્ટ્રિકલ બોડીને સાંભળી રહ્યો છું કે એના આત્માને સાંભળી રહ્યો છું?
ના, ઇલેક્ટ્રિકલ બોડી કરતાં એના ફિઝિકલ બોડી ઉપર કોન્સન્ટ્રેશન કરે છે. અને યુ આર વોચિંગ વોટ સિદ્ધાર્થ ઇઝ ડુઈંગ. એ સિદ્ધાર્થ ઇઝ ડુઈંગ, હિઝ ચિત ઇઝ ફોકસિંગ ઓન હિઝ બોડી. And there are so many electrical sources. And you are watching that aura and electrical source, and your chit is concentrating on the physical body of other person.
But it's not the physical body, because it is the space around the body.
It is, see, physical body, not pure soul. Mm. And there are so many source, electrical source in the physical body. And you are watching that. Because, see, whatever disease comes in the physical body, it is not in soul at all, not in causal body at all, only physical body. And in physical body there are some installation, there is a called chakra and aura of the chakra. They will, if they are not in normal condition, then they will decide that there is some disease in that part. So who can see that aura? It is our chit and intellect. So our chit and intellect can help find out what are the diseases. And they can give some treatment or say prayers or some treatment that will help for cure of that person.
It's just the non-doership part of it.
It's okay. But non-doership, then we have to decide who is the doer. Then only you can become non-doer.
Well, the doer really is the health in the system and just listening and synchronizing with the health in the system.
Very good. Very, so we can say, our intention is not doer.
Mm.
So that will help.
Mm.
But I have become non-doer is a doership. Nishkam karma, it is also doership. One kind of doership with respect to the knowledge of absolute pure soul.
So during this work that I sort of do or don't do, would it be better for me to rest in the pure soul?
What Siddharth is doing, you are knower and seer. That is enough for you to remain in stage of pure soul. Let Siddharth can concentrate, let Siddharth can pray, what Siddharth can, whatever he wants to do, let him do. But you are knower, Siddharth is doing, I am not doer. So really, you are not doer by this Akram Vijnan. And Siddharth says, I am not doer, I am just one of the evidence, one of the many. So he will give more, better treatment to other person. Is one of the evidence by our knowledge. And with the help of scientific circumstantial evidence, he can help other people for reducing his disease.
Yeah.
Because his punya, when punya merit karma gives result, at that time you can cure that person. And his merit karma is not there. So you cannot help other person, you cannot cure that person.
So you're just.
So you're not doer at all.
You're the limit in the right place at the right time.
Like Siddharth is limit. And you are knower. And Siddharth is limit for. And you should not become doer for Roa. Why he is not. I cannot. Why he. I'm not curing that person. Why? My knowledge is wrong. No, don't get bothered, sir. You have to understand that there is some evidence is missing. That's why not result is not coming. When evidence fulfilled, sir, you will get correct result. So whatever happened is result of scientific circumstantial evidence.
Thank you so much.
That's it. Let us do the Vidhi now and do the Samayik afterwards, please. Says Deepak Bhai. Let us do the Samayik of separation, not file. It's not the separation. Oh dear Lord, you are separate and Rambhai is separate. Oh dear Lord, you are real and Rambhai is relative. You have to take your own file one. Oh dear pure soul, you are permanent and Rambhai is temporary. And so you are separating. It's the middle one sitting and he's pointing up to the absolute self and says, this is another fruit, right? As this should just as you snack here and there all day long, you should snack the take the snack of the five agnas. You like to snack, take the snacks of chocolates and little tidbits here and there. But why not the five agnas snack? Let us do the five agnas snack. Let us do the Vidhi.
Shuddhatma chu 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 sh
Do 10 minutes a mic on this one to keep it separate. Everybody knows what to say. It is in your Charanvidhi too. And if you do not know, then just to see the Shuddha Atmas in everyone. Jai Sachidanand. Tomorrow it is the senior citizens, except for the senior citizens, the ladies will be asked, married ladies can ask questions tomorrow.